The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, what do the immortal jellyfish, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Fujifilm all have in common? They've all discovered the art of reinvention, according to Aidan McCullen, the author of Undisruptible, A Mindset of Permanent Reinvention for Individuals, Organisations and Life. And he joins me now. One of the interesting things, Aidan, that you explore very much in this book is the idea of what happens in nature can also happen in business and in organizations, and how we live our lives and our careers.
Absolutely. Everybody who's listening that has done any transformation work or tried to reinvent in some aspect of in work or in life, maybe it's a new career, maybe it's taking up the piano, always meets resistance. And what I found was, through a fascination with nature over the years, that the same thing happens in nature. And one of the main metaphors or analogies that I used in the book was the idea of the phoenix, that every 500 years, this mythical creature willingly walks into the flames, burns itself up, and from the ashes gathers what's useful and flies again. Now, I dedicate the book to my two kids and my wife because they tolerated my stories and the metaphors where I was testing them, testing them out on them for a very long time.
It was the lab.
that was the sandbox. And my older son, who's 11, Josh, says one day, he said, "Dad, nobody's going to like that idea of the phoenix. It's a myth. You've got to come up with something real." And I was like, he has a point, from the mouths of babes. So one of the creatures I found was the idea of the caterpillar. So the caterpillar is fascinating when you actually, and you always see this in these transformation stories of the caterpillar becoming the butterfly, but nobody looks into the what actually happens deep in the cells. And what happens is this warfare happens. So the very first act of the caterpillar emerging from the shell is it turns and it eats its own shell. So the idea is it's using its former self as fuel for the next. Then it goes through incremental change, so it gets bigger and bigger, and it sheds its shells, it sheds its skin several times as it gets bigger, until it comes to this moment of the transformational change, the great metamorphosis. And what happens deep within the cells of the caterpillar are these cells called imaginal cells, from the word imaginations, come online. So they at a point in the life cycle, come alive, and they resonate at a frequency that other parts of the caterpillar also recognize, and they communicate with each other. And they overpower the immune system of the caterpillar.
So the parallel then for people and organizations is about change, evolving all the time, and perhaps reinventing. Because one of the other interesting, this expression of the immortal jellyfish, the idea that they live forever doesn't please me. But what is that?
So this is fascinating, because what I use this, and you mentioned Fujifilm, and we'll may come to that in a second. But the immortal jellyfish is this creature called Tornitopsis dornei, is its name. And theoretically, it can live forever. So what it does is, when it meets environmental stress, it might be, or starvation, for example, it reverts to a younger state. So it basically explodes itself down. It ejects its limbs off and anything that's older parts of itself. And I use that as this metaphor that's what we need to do in our life cycles and careers, but also as organizations. And it plunges to the bottom of the ocean and it starts life off again. And scientists have proved in the lab that it does this renewal stage over and over. It reinvents itself time and time again. And theoretically, if it doesn't meet predation or disease, it can live forever.
And if you look at, you mentioned, we talked about Fujifilm and Kodak, how, from an organizational business point of view, can people running organizations learn the kind of lessons from that?
So the beautiful lesson here, and the analogy I use is Fujifilm, because Fujifilm for most of us is gone. We don't know it exists. It exists and it's absolutely not only surviving but thriving. So what happened was, in the 70s, there was this great silver crisis in the US. And what happened, the price of silver rocketed tenfold. And silver is a key component in film. And the CEO of Fujifilm, whose great competitor was Kodak, and Kodak were number one at the stage, decided, he became almost paranoid about this future, because he saw a glimpse of the future where digital was everywhere. Sony had just released the digital camera, and he saw this apparent future. And he bet the house on it. So what he did was, he spread his bets, and he like the immortal jellyfish, exploded himself down, unbundled all the capabilities of the organization to redeploy them elsewhere. while Kodak, for example, here's a way to understand it, is Fujifilm invested in digital booths across the US to the figure of 5,000 of them. Kodak only did 100. So they, when things went back to normal, as Kodak thought, when the silver crisis subsided in the 80s, they went, actually, we'll just go back to business as usual. We're number one. And that's the threat.
But the world had changed. They hadn't reinvented themselves. For individuals, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's sort of reinvented himself, yeah, hasn't he?
Amazing story, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And many don't know the history of him. So born into war-torn Austria, the father of a Nazi sympathizer, police chief, he wanted them to follow in his brother's footsteps, who was a soccer player, and just settle down and become a police chief, join the army like him, sent him off to the army to become a tank driver. Arnold then has different ideas. So he discovered at 13 this magazine, and on the cover was a guy called Reg Park, who had become a bodybuilder and then gone on to become an actor. Arnold's vision was plotted out for him, and he followed that exact vision. He went, he worked harder than anybody else, and he put it down to that period of time in the army, which is extremely difficult, where he developed this discipline. So most times they get up at 5 a.m., hit the sack around 10. When everybody else hit the sack, he'd hit the gym, and he'd work out unbelievably hard.
So he was preparing himself for change all the time. And for people, and of course then there was the whole political career after the acting career, so he was constantly changing and working on himself. But people who are running organisations, businesses now, during a pandemic, they're in emergency mode, they're in trouble, they think they're in trouble, they can't think straight, they're trying to reinvent themselves. Can you teach people to do it?
So one of the core message I have in the book here is that you need to build capability before you need it. So when you need capability, like you recognize there, it's in a crisis mode. Maybe you've been let go from a job. Maybe a pandemic is unleashed on the world. And what I talk about here is that the world is moving so fast because of technology, because of the exponential rate of change of technology, AI, etc., that it's coming for task-driven jobs, that we need to build capability before we need it, because when we're in a moment of crisis, our blood is diverted from our body to our hands for fight and our feet for flight. So we go into this crisis mode and we can't think clearly.
So we've got to try and get out of that. Well, it's a fascinating book. Aidan McCullen, author of Undisruptible, A Mindset of Permanent Reinvention for Individuals, Organizations and Life. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.